大家好，欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
我是迪龙。
你是啥？
迪龙。
Your Chinese is really good.
Yeah, like
a 4-year-old Chinese boy.
Hey, zip it, Kara.
啊，什么什么什么是 zip it?
Zip it. Well, there are many forms of zip it, but the one I just mentioned and the most common one is, like shut your mouth, zip your mouth.
Okay, okay, I see.所以就是闭嘴的意思嘛，就相当于 shut up。所以这个 it 就相当于 your mouth, zip your mouth.
Exactly.、
所以呢，今天就是我们久违的小词大用的环节了。我们要讲的这个词呢，就是 zip.
Yeah, pronunciation is zip, 不是 zip,
对
zip.
对，这个、长短一音的发音啊，一直都是大家的难点。注意这个词，它不要读成 zip, 而是 zip.如果说大家想要获得我们今天这一期节目的文字版本笔记呢，欢迎到我们早安英文的微信公众号私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。那其实为什么这个 zip your mouth 可以表示闭嘴呢？因为 zip 本身就是最基本最常见的那个意思，就是拉链儿。
I think that's British English. We just say zipper.
Zipper.
Zipper, with a hard R.
哦，所以就是、一个英美式的区别啊。Zip 这个词呢是英式里面表示拉链的这个名词，但是在美式里面呢我们会讲 zipper, 就是 Z-I-P-P-E-R. 所以 zip for you Americans, it's a verb, right?
Yes, it is,、to zip something up.
对，就是拉拉链的那个拉的动作，所以说到这个 zip 做拉链这个意思的时候呢，就想要给大家举一个例子了，就是 Dylan always forgets to pull up his zip or zippers. 各位听众朋友，想一想也知道刚刚是发生了什么事情，我们就不多说了，好吧？那好，接下来 move on。如果说有人裤拉链忘拉了的话，我好像听到你们经常会讲说 your fly is open, right?
Yeah.Zip up your fly is what you would say.
就是有这么两种说法，一个是 your fly is open, 或者你也可以讲 zip up your fly, 就都是可以提醒别人说你的裤拉链忘拉了这么一个说法。但是为什么是 fly 呢？
Because a fly is like the little dangly part, little metal part on your zipper,、and you're just going to pull it up. So it's the noun of the、zipper.
所以就是 fly 这个词它有这么一个意思啊，它做名词的时候可以表示苍蝇 that little bug、它可以表示苍蝇，然后呢也可以表示你裤子前面那个前裆开口，所以呢这个 fly 在这里就是用到了这个意思，感觉下一次可以讲一下 fly 这个小词大用了哈，还挺厉害的、
But actually most of the time when I have a sentence with the word zip or some variation of the word zip, I'm usually referring toSomething that is fast, or wanted to close something, or wanting to close something.
Okay, 这个意思呢，可能我觉得我们大部分的听众朋友都会有点不熟悉啊，就是 zip 它可以表示快速移动或者说飞速移动，做动词用。那并且呢，在这个意思下会有一些词形的变化，比如说你可以变成 zippy, 就是形容飞快的一个形容词，比如说 the car is really zippy, right?
Yeah, or you could say, The bird was so loud when it zipped by. 你要飞快的，飞了过去。
天哪
！I hate you. Yeah. I hate you so much.
这一句中文大家知道迪伦练了多久吗？啊，这句话的意思就是说啊，鸟飞快的飞了过去的时候呢，然后发出了一声很大的声音。或者呢，你也可以讲 The craft zipped across the bay, 就是这个船飞速的驶过了这个海湾。那么这一些句子里面啊，这个 zip 都是表示飞快的意思，或者说快速移动这种意思。
Perfect, Kara. You're such a zippy learner. Just kidding. You don't know zip.
哎呦，不错啊！这是 zip 的另外一个大用法，就是 you don't know zip.
Zip can also mean like zero or nothing. Usually, in response to someone who asks a question about a countable noun, like how much cash do you have? I have zip. We beat them 10-0.
就是给大家解释一下，当然它是一种比较 informal, it's colloquial, right?
Yeah, it is.
对，就是在口语里面，通常都是在口语里面用它来替换 zero 零，或者呢表示 nothing 什么都没有。那所以呢，刚刚我们比如说讲了 you don't know zip， 其实就是 you don't know nothing，
yeah,
right?
You don't know nothing,
anything.
Anything,
yeah, it's
yeah.
a double negative.
It is very good.
对，就是我们之前讲的那一期节目了，其实就是双重否定，但是它是表示一个加强的否定。You don't know nothing， 就是。You know nothing.
Yeah.
就是你什么也不懂。然后呢还讲了一个什么 How much cash do you have? 然后呢你可以回答 zip, 就是 zero, 就是我没有钱，我身上没有现金。或者呢 We beat them 10 to zip, 就是我们以10-0的比分打败了他们。那其实刚刚讲到这个 You don't know nothing, 其实是不是也可以讲成 You don't know Jack?
Yeah.
对对。
Yeah, don't know Jack. Jack can also be a name. But usually you would say, You don't know Jack shit.
就是说、yeah. 其实就是 you know nothing, 对不对
yeah、
就是你什么都不知道。所以这个如果说你要表达你对什么事情或者说对什么方面什么也不懂，是不是可以在后面加 about something? You don't know zip about something.
Example, you don't know zip about Chinese history, do you, Kara?
Actually, I do.
I doubt that.
好啦，那其实我猜有部分朋友啊，看到这个词就会想起，就是你的电脑里面会有一些 zip 格式的文件，是吧？就是 zip file, 就是压缩文件。所以呢 ，zip 这个词也可以表示压缩、打包的那个动作行为。
It means to make a computer file smaller in order to store it or send it, to zip files.
对，就是打包嘛。
So, Kara, we are doing this podcast from Changsha, correct?
Right.
And what is Changsha known for?
Beautiful girls.
You wish.
Sorry. Spicy food.
Spicy food. Yes, spicy food. Okay. Perfect. So you could say that the food in Changsha has a certain zip to it.
Ah, 那这里的 zip 是什么意思? What does the word zip mean here?
It means like a bold flavor or a...Like a courageous attempt at making something different.
所以就是那种刺激性的气味啊。但其实这个意思呢，它最开始来自那个含义啊，是来自 zip 作为名词表示精力、活力或者热情这么一个含义。所以呢，它也可以表示那种刺激性的味道。
As you can see, there is a few different ways to use the word zip, like zip code.
对对对对对，还有那个邮政编码，我们叫做 zip code.
Yeah.
比如说 what's the zip code? 就是邮政编码是多少呢?
Yeah, I don't know if they have these in China, but in America, with your address, you have like a 5-digit zip code.
Yeah. 我们是 6.
Oh, 6. Well, yeah, because China has a lot more places in it.
Right. So, finally, a quick recap.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Zip it. Zip your mouth, Kara.
闭嘴!
Zip. American. Zipper.
就是拉链的意思，但是呢，英式讲 zip， 美式讲 zipper。
Yeah, your fly is open. Zip up your fly.
Zip up your fly, Dylan.
I checked. Okay, I checked before the podcast started. It's good.
就是你的裤拉链忘记拉了。
The craft zipped across the bay.
就是这个船呢，快速的行驶过这个海湾。
That car is really zippy.
那个车啊，开得飞快的。
The bird made a loud sound when it zipped by.
就说这个鸟快速飞过的时候呢，发出了一个巨大的声音。
You're such a zippy learner, Kara.
你呀、啊、学，王总，你学的可真快。在这几个句子啊里面，这个 zip 这个词的意思呢，都是表示快速移动或者飞速移动。
And zip or zero or nothing.
Zip 还可以表示零或者什么都没有。
You don't know zip.
You don't know nothing.
How much cash do you have? Zip.
就是你有多少现金呢？没有。
We beat them 10 to zip.
我们以10-0的比分打败了他们。
Perfect. To zip files.
打包或者压缩文件。
The food in Changsha has a certain zip to it.
就长沙的食物呢，非常的辣，非常的刺激辛辣。
Zip code.
邮政编码。
What is the zip code?
邮政编码是多少呢？
And now, Kara, I'm afraid it's time to zip up this podcast.
对，这个是我们之前讲过 zip 这个词呢，可以表示 want to close something, right?
Yeah,
就是我们今天这期节目就到这里了。And a thumbs up can really give us some zip.
Okay, sure.
对，就是如果说大家喜欢我们 ，if you like our podcast, you can give us a thumbs up. 对，
yes.
如果说大家喜欢今天我们的节目的话呢，可以给我们点一个赞，就会我们就会有动力做更多好的节目给大家。另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情了。
And thank you for coming, and have a good day, everyone.
我是卡拉。
And I'm Dylan.
我们下期见，拜拜。
Bye bye.